Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I have Matthew Horner, the president and CEO, on the line with me, as well as Fred Spiedel, the VP of Exploration. And guys, what we're going to focus on first and foremost here is the news that just came out regarding the drill result from the 531 zone. The headline numbers, 51 meters, averaging 2.81 grams per ton gold, and a new gold zone with 28 meters of 2.55 grams per ton gold. Fred, let's just first start off with you discussing this one hole. It is one hole in this new zone, really testing a concept, and you must be very encouraged with the results that you saw here. Can you please take us through kind of the importance of this one hole in this new area for the company?
Yes, we're obviously pretty excited about the results we got in this lone 531 zone hole. It's one of 15 holes for the winter 2019 campaign. And essentially what we were trying to achieve using our 3D model in terms of positioning the hole was to confirm the down dip continuity of a pretty good intercept that we'd hit in the historical hole. And the results not only confirmed that the down dip continuity was actually there and provided us with a significantly broader and higher grade intercept on that known zone, but also gave us a new zone further up hole. And essentially the widths and the grades that we got in those two intercepts are some of the best ever on the Douay property, which I would have to admit exceeded our expectations. And analysis of the results of surrounding holes, both to the west and to the east southeast, indicate that this zone is the zones themselves, the specific zones, are open to the east southeast for several hundreds of meters. And so beyond that, looking at the significance of the 531 zone in terms of its geological characteristics, it's more similar to the Douay West zone, which is more basalt-hosted with minor amounts of syenite and which is also significantly higher grade than the Douay deposit average. So we looked at the magnetic signature in the general area of the 531 zone intercept and the possible extensions, and there's a pretty clear annular-type magnetic anomaly there, which is quite characteristic not only of Douay but of other intrusive-related gold systems. And within this 1.5 by 0.5 roughly target area that we're calling the 531 Southwest target, there has been very, very little drilling. So I think there's opportunity not only to go after the immediate extensions of this very good intercepts that we had in hole DO19262, but also to look at the bigger picture in terms of what additional potential there may be within this 531 Southwest target zone. And that target zone sits basically on the southern edge of the current Micon 2018 conceptual pit. And yeah, as I said, there's very little drilling there. So basically we can use what little magnetic information we have, the spotty drilling. We know from the existing limited drilling that there are syenite bodies and dikes within that area. So for us, that's pretty exciting in terms of additional exploration drilling for that area.
So guys, I've been a shareholder and following along with this company for a while now, and these drill results, some of the highest grade that we've seen over some very nice widths. And you mentioned two different concepts here. One, driving down into this actual hole. Figure two I find very interesting because you can see the hole, you can see where the mineralization was hit, and you also have that outline of that Micon 2018 pit. I'm seeing some of the mineralization, especially at the bottom of the hole. It hits kind of a known mineralization zone, I guess you can say, but it is below that Micon pit, plus the intercept to the west, which is this new mineralized zone. Does this mean both the deeper part and this intercept to the left that this is, or you could consider these all new ounces when the resource is released?
Yeah, I think with regard to the existing wireframes and how these intercepts will contribute, there definitely will be additional ounces in both intercepts. And I think another important thing to point out, which I haven't yet, is the fact that some of the lower higher grade intercept that we hit in hole DO19262 ends about 3 meters above the bottom of the hole. So that's why in figure two, we have the smaller red hour pointing downhole, in the sense that the whole DO 19262 will have to be deepened just to ensure that we're actually out of the lower mineralized zone. It may continue for a certain distance. So basically, we are adding ounces with the results of this hole.
So figure one also provides that more high-level overview of just how big this target is compared to also that pit and how the target extends outside of the pit. What kind of work do you think is warranted to follow up on this nice drill result to hopefully prove out some more high grade?
Yeah, I think follow up in the immediate vicinity of the hole that we're reporting is fairly obvious. So that would include deepening of hole 262, deepening of the adjacent hole to the east where you see that little black dot, and that hole was not drilled deep enough to hit the intercepts that we got in 2019. Drilling another hole behind DO19262 for depth continuity and also to test for additional zones, because basically if we had a known zone and we added a new zone to the south, what's to say that there aren't additional zones as we step out to the south? And I think with regard to the larger target, I think it would be nice to do some test IP lines just in terms of comparing the response of the known mineralization with regard to the response of the target area, because we do know that in general, when there is gold mineralization, there has to be a certain amount of disseminated pyrite, and disseminated pyrite will provide a response in an IP survey.
Okay, Matthew, over to you. And you and I discussed at length, I believe beginning of this year, a 3D geological model that the company spent a lot of time on, and which gave, I guess, a nice overview of where to look in terms of new drill holes, which ties in with the overall strategy this year of exploring underexplored zones within the project to find high grade. Is this 3D model what led you to drill this 531 zone?
Yes, we are quietly going about our business and investing in things that don't cause electric responses from the market initially, like 3D modeling that we put out earlier in this year. But the point of putting those together is to create a pathfinder. And that was used for Fred's work here for this new hole, and which led to this, as Fred puts it, one of the best holes ever on Douay going back 35, 40 years. Of course, that means that since we found this one, there is a great chance that there should be more along these lines.
Yeah, and I guess that's just the follow-up work that you guys will need to do. But what about other drilling that's going on? What other results can we see coming up?
Yeah, we have about 10 or so holes left to announce over the next coming weeks. And I would say that already this campaign has been a success, given what we've already shown. So anything that comes after this is additional gravy to the meal, which is quite nice. You know, I haven't seen all of the assays yet myself, but from what I hear from Fred, things are looking positive, and I expect that overall, at the end of this exercise, we'll have shown our ability to continue to find ounces in this project that actually move the needle and move the project forward.
And we will keep following along with this story, but I do just want to touch on again the overall strategy. You guys do have money in the bank. You even raised some flow through money, and you did state that that is for this exploration drilling. So far, just with this first hole, looks pretty good. Things are moving in the right direction. Can you just reiterate that whole strategy this year of raising the money and then still building this project out?
Well, as we've maybe touched on in previous conversations, it's challenging in a challenging market to make hard choices about cost allocations and cash allocations to the project. And there were some voices from some shareholders who kind of wondered why we would do a financing at 12.5 cents on flow through in a struggling gold market. The strategy was simply that with a 10% dilutive impact to the share structure, we now have produced, I would say, hesitate to say or guess that we've produced considerably newer and more ounces and higher grade ounces to the overall resource. So the return on that investment was obviously worth the effort. The point of raising the capital is actually to do the work at site, our project is one that you can do much less expensive drilling during the colder months when things are hard, on the ground is hard. So we had to make a decision early this year to go for it or not. And we're of the mindset that we'd like to go off and explore, put the money at the end of the drilling, and hopefully come up with what we just came up with, something that I think moves the needle in a very, very positive direction and will lead to further results along these lines.
So how is all this drilling going to tie in with an updated resource? I know it's all about timing in terms of getting results and getting the resource underway. How are you balancing all that out right now?
Yeah, I think it's important for shareholders in general and basically everybody who's involved here to think as we move the Douay project more towards preliminary economic assessment, to think more about potentially economic ounces in addition to total contained ounces. Like, total contained is still going to be important from an endowment point of view, but thinking forward in terms of an eventual exploitation, it's important that we look more at the actual potential economic ounces. And I think in that regard, the more data we have and the better quality data we have, we'll be in a better position. So essentially what's happened is that we were able to get our we will be able to get all of our assays shortly, which means ahead of schedule, which means that we are now in a position to include the 2019 drill assays into the resource estimation update, so that when that comes out in the second half of this year, it'll be completely up to date with all of the assays and all of the geological information that we have. So we felt that it would be more appropriate to wait to be able to include those 2019 assays into this particular estimate, and hence we'll be putting it out a little bit later.
Okay, but I think the importance there is also focusing on quality, right? Making sure that the ounces that you're going to be presenting should be economic at current prices. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that will come out from the resource estimation in any case, because the assumptions are clearly stated in those reports, and normally there also is a sensitivity analysis in the sense of, well, okay, so what's the break-even price of gold that we need, and what happens if the price of gold is lower than that? What happens if the price of gold is higher than that? But for sure, we need to be looking more at potentially economic ounces going forward.
Okay, well, I look forward to that update, but I also look forward to getting the updates on the other drill holes that have been drilled and are just waiting now for the assay results. This 531 zone, very encouraging, with some good high-grade drills, and that's exactly what you guys were going after. So now it's about seeing these other zones, seeing if you can hit the high grade there and continue to build this story and grow this resource. Fred, Matthew, I do appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions for either Fred or Matthew regarding Maple Gold, please comment, or even better, email me, fleck@kereport.com. Guys, thanks again for your time today.